the most listened to Christian music countdown around the world.
Now, with more ways to listen, on your radio,
in your favorite podcast app,
and streaming 24 hours a day at 20thecountdown.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Jordan Felice.
Hey, guys, this is Kane.
Hey, what's up? This is Torin Wells.
Hey, it's Colton Dixon.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack.
New music, new artists, the latest Christian music news, and the stories behind the songs. This is 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, hey, I hope you're having a great weekend and ready for this countdown because it's going to be awesome this week. Let me just tell you, we have two brand new songs that are debuting this week. One of them is actually from an artist that is already on the chart, so I'll tell you more about that a little later. And then we have our biggest mover this week from Tasha Layton. She is making a 3-point climb on the chart, and you'll find out where she lands this first hour of our show. But hey, stick around for our second hour too, because that's where you get to hear some new music. It's part of our future fan favorite. You get to vote on some brand new songs and also hear last week's winning song. But let's get started. Kicking off our show this week is one of those new songs I was telling you about. This one, you may remember, was just a past future fan favorite winning song back in May. It's Danny Gokey and Corinne Hawthorne teaming up for this song, We All Need Jesus. But here is Danny to tell us more about writing the song.
When I wrote the song, We All Need Jesus, it was during the time when all over the news and all over social media, there was chaos, there was division, there was hate, and it was everywhere. I remember being so discouraged, and I knew I wanted to write God's heart to unite us during this time. And this is when I penned the song, We All Need Jesus. Because I realized that our first reaction is to always point the finger and to blame or to try to fix things in our own strength. But when we realize that Jesus had to come and save us, our fingers will stop pointing and we'll realize that Jesus is the answer for the world, for the news, for social media, for the hate, for the crime that we see in our day. We got to stop pointing the finger, and we got to be conduits of His grace. Faith works by love. We need to love people so that faith rises in their heart and they want to know this Jesus we serve.
Wow, what a great story about this next one. It's called We All Need Jesus. Here is Danny Gokey and Corinne Hawthorne on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 20, new music.
We're so quick to point a finger. We judge things from our point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Everybody needs a savior, even the ones who think they don't. We got stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just a wounded world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Yeah. Every moment of our lives, 24/365, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. From the prison to the preacher, oh, all I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is we all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman, oh, yeah.
Every city, every nation,
every nation.
All I know is we all need Jesus.
broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Don't we all need Jesus? We need Jesus. Need Jesus. Everybody in the world need Jesus. Need Jesus. Need Jesus. Everybody in the world need Jesus.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's brand new, debuting at number 20 this week from Danny Gokey and Corinne Hawthorne. It's called We All Need Jesus. You remember that one? It was a past Future fan favorite not too long ago in May. But what's cool is this next new song on the Countdown is also a past Future fan favorite. But this one won just last week and it's already on our chart. Here is Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weave with God Is In This Story on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 19, new music.
There's torn up pages in this book, words that tell me I'm no good, chapters that defined me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up, told my heart that hope is never gone. God is in this story.
Number 19 this week on 20, the Countdown Magazine. That's Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weave singing God Is In This Story. That was just a winning Future fan favorite song last weekend, so I love that it's already on the chart. Well, the Afters are back in the same spot with their song Say Goodbye.
Number 18.
Say goodbye. If your thoughts are like a storm and you can't stop the rain, You're carrying your past like it's a ball and chain. If you feel like it won't get better, there's hope, don't you dare say never. Step out of the dark into a brand new day. You can sail away. Untie the rope that's holding you to your mistakes. This freedom is sunny weather. You don't have to wear a sweater. Nothing like the feeling when you finally say.
The Countdown Magazine. That is The Afters, back at number 18 again this week with their song Say Goodbye, Say Hello. And I love that they just posted on social media, they were referencing that song right there and had a little caption that said, say goodbye to empty pursuits and say hello to true fulfillment. Love that.
Coming up,
17 more songs to go out of your top 20 songs in Christian music. You'll find out number one next hour, but this hour, we still have some more great music, like that brand new song from Chris Tomlin. Plus, he dropped in to tell us a quick little story about it when we come back.
20, the Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
Now, back to the Countdown.
20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back. We're in the middle of counting down those top 20 songs in Christian music together. And if you're enjoying the music and the stories behind the songs, be sure to let me know. I always love hearing that you're inspired by the content we share here on 20, the Countdown. You listen to what Carol had to say. We got this phone call.
Hi, William. This is Carol. I just want to tell you that I've really been blessed. And I'm just so happy to listen to the Countdown every week. It is so inspiring to me. I live by myself, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing to look forward to every week. Take care, and everyone, love the Countdown. It's awesome. Bye-bye. Till next week.
I love it. I love your enthusiasm, Carol. Thank you so much for calling. That enthusiasm is just so contagious, isn't it? Makes you want to smile there. But if you want to reach out just like Carol did, be sure to call that listener line. Our number is listed at our website, 20thecountdown.com. Go check it out this week and let me know what you think about the music here on The Countdown and the stories behind the songs.
Hey, this is Chris Tomlin. And as you listen to the song Always, I hope that you're reminded that we worship a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I hope you're encouraged by that and your faith is strengthened.
Number 17.
I believe you gave sight to the blind. I believe that the dead came to life.
I believe there were wonders and signs, and you're still the same. I believe every word that you said. I believe there are scars in your hands, that your goodness is good without it, and you'll never change. I will tell of your wonders, sing of your grace. The God of creation knows me by
The Countdown Magazine with your number 17 song this week. It's called Always from Chris Tomlin. And I saw that he got to go fly fishing with his daughter Ashlyn for the very first time. Family bonding at its best. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Have you ever been fly fishing? I've never done that. Looks fun, though. Well, Cochran and Company, they are up next, making a one-point climb with their song, Thank God for Sunday Morning, on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 16.
Neon lights and stained glass windows, old bar stools and back row pews. I ran to one more than the other, but I couldn't outrun you. Trying to fill up all the empty, trying to numb the pain inside, thinking you'd never forgive me for all those Saturday nights. But thank God for Sunday morning, thank God for 316 and the world. Now I know that you're window feels like freedom on my face. It really is a new beginning. It really is amazing grace. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for Sunday morning.
The Countdown Magazine. That's your number 16 song from Cochran & Company. It's called Thank God for Sunday Morning. And I saw they just got to open up for We Are Messengers in New York. They were there for Kingdom Bound Festival, and it looked like it was a great time there.
Coming up,
we still have 15 more songs to go out of your top 20 songs in Christian music. And in that top 15 remaining songs, you're going to hear the new one from the band Unspoken. It's called Love is Everything We Need, and it's a great song. Lots of encouragement for you coming up.
Hello, friends. I'm Chris Langham, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds. What is sanctification? I'll explain with a story. I was a teenager, definitely not a Christian. And the walls in my teenage room were covered in posters, mostly women. Again, not Christian. Enter my wife, girlfriend back then. The first time she saw it, she didn't say a word, just started taking them down. One after another, they went out the window till the room was cleared. Sanctification is like that. When Jesus enters your heart, the walls are covered with idols. Money, pleasure, pride, success. But Ephesians 5 tells us that Jesus sanctifies you. He tears down every idol from your heart to make you holy. He does it through trials and through His Word. For more clear Bible explanations, check out the Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
20 The Countdown Magazine continues next. Direct connection to all your favorite artists.
And the biggest songs in Christian music.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Are you looking forward to the remaining 15 songs here out of our top 20 Christian songs of the week? Well, we're going to get to those here in just a second. But if you love 20 The Countdown Magazine and would like to help us continuing offering the show to listeners around the world for free, consider making a monthly donation or even a one-time gift. You can do that by visiting our website, 20thecountdown.com, and using our online donation portal. Or if you prefer to mail in a check, we've listed the address right there at the website for you as well. And either way, your financial support is greatly appreciated. And it's going to help us keep providing the show free of charge to our partnering radio stations all around the globe. Eileen from the UK, she sent us a donation this week online and said she's been listening to the show since becoming a Christian in 1993. That is so awesome. Thank you so much for being a longtime listener and now giving your resources to help keep this show going, Eileen. I appreciate that so much. Again, head to 20thecountdown.com if you want to learn more on how you can be a supporter of 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Hey, I'm Ben Fuller, and this is the story behind the song, Who I Am. Just like every song write, I like to start out with a prayer, and I like to ask God, God, what would you like to say today? What would you like to speak through us? Our hearts are open, our arms are open, our ears are open. And the Spirit of God fell so heavily in that room. He knew that I would need an anthem. He knew as a new believer that I would need a declaration to the world of what He's done in my heart, what He's done with my life. And that's exactly what this song is. This song is my declaration.
That was new artist Ben Fuller telling us all about writing this next one called Who I Am. It's making a one-point climb this week on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 15.
I stand in front of the mirror, but I don't like who's looking back at me. Wish I could see things clearer, oh, like who I'm supposed to be. In every trial, lift me higher through the fire. Hold me tighter,
remind me again that I was made for more. Changing, you haven't left a stone unturned. Anything I've been facing, oh, I'll keep standing on your word. In the water, take me under, fill my lungs to speak your wonder. You brought me out of the darkness, I was made for eternity, a song in my lungs to sing. Child of the Most High God, and the Most High God's for me. It's who I am.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Ben Fuller making a one-point climb to land at number 15 this week with his song, Who I Am. And he just got to do the 8 days of hope and got to be a blessing to the people in Buffalo, New York. That was pretty cool. Well, here is that song from the band Unspoken. This one's called Love Is Everything We Need.
Number 14.
It's easy to say what I think, but it's harder to listen. It's easy to stand on the side and avoid all the trenches. But how we gonna love our enemies when we can't even love our friends? We build walls, but we're called to build bridges instead. Trap. We might not be swinging a fist, but we'll talk behind somebody's back. How we gonna look like Jesus when we're only looking out for ourselves? Real love is giving our lives for somebody else.
Everything we need. Love is everywhere we want it to.
20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 13.
There's honey in the rock, water in the stone, manna on the ground, no matter where I go. I don't need to worry now that I know. Everything I need, you got. There's honey in the rock. Pray for a miracle, thirsty. I've tasted, it's not hard to see. Only you can satisfy. There's honey in the rock. There's honey in the rock.
Yeah. Freedom, where the spirits rally in the wilderness.
It's your number 13 song this week on 20, the Countdown Magazine. That's called Honey in the Rock, and that is former frontwoman of Hillsong Worship, Brooke Lidgertwood, along with Brandon Lake teaming up for that one. And I saw that Brooke, she just released a 7-day devotional on the YouVersion Bible app. Got to go check that out.
Coming up.
Well, we still have 12 more to go for you until we hit number one for the week. So you still have a long show to go, but you can do it. There's lots of encouraging music coming up, including that new one from Tasha Layton. It's our biggest mover this week, and also your artist news. Three things you need to know this week.
20thecountdown.com.
Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
This is Austin French.
This is Danny Gokey.
This is Jordan Felice.
This is Chris from Rang Collective.
The current music chart. The latest music news. and more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown Magazine. Plus, exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter. Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. Connecting listeners around the world. This is 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
We are about to count down the remaining 12 songs here out of our top 20 Christian songs of the week. I'm so glad that you're here with me. You know, I mentioned last week that we have a ton of 20 The Countdown listeners in Kenya, which I think is just so cool. This week, we got to hear from another one named Benson. He said, "Hi, William and team. Warm greetings from Nairobi, Kenya. Your show is a blessing to many believers here in Kenya. I have listened since early 2000s when John Rivers was hosting it, and I look forward to hearing this show every weekend. We listen to 20 The Countdown Magazine via Family Radio 103.9 FM in Nairobi every Saturday and Sunday morning. God bless you guys abundantly and hope you'll get time to visit Kenya sometime in the future for a safari." Benson, that would be a dream come true for me, honestly. And if I ever make it to Kenya, I'll be sure to ask for your safari trips. You can take me around and show me around. Thank you so much for being a faithful listener and sending so much encouragement to our team. We really appreciate it. Make it a 3-point climb this week. Tasha Layton is our biggest mover on the countdown. Here she is with her song, "How Far."
Number 12.
How far is too far? I thought I'd be there by now. Followed shame to the place. I was sure your grace ran out. I kept running and running and running. You kept chasing and chasing and chasing. A million miles of my couldn't keep your love away. However far away I am from home, that's how far your love will go. Go. I turn around.
The Countdown Magazine. That's your biggest mover on the countdown this week. Jumping up three spots to land at number 12, it's Tasha Layton with her song, "How Far." And the music video just came out on that song, too. We have it up at our website, 20thecountdown.com. You got to go check that out. It's a great video.
Artist news. Three things you need to know. Number one.
I want to be in the light, as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heavens.
All right, I have some really exciting news for all you DC Talk fans out there. The guys are coming back together for one brand new song. Just one of them, but hey, it's still something, right? So we're getting close to the release date of Toby Mac's long-awaited new album, and for one special song, he called up a couple of his lifelong friends.
I called Michael and Kevin and asked them to be on a special song about relationships called Space. They both agreed, and they are two of the best vocalists I have ever recorded. I've always said that, and I mean it. I had the privilege in DC Talk of sitting between two vocal giants, and they came and appeared on this new record, and I'm so grateful to my friends that they came out.
Wow, isn't that going to be so cool? I actually found out that one of the first Christian concerts my wife Christy ever went to was a DC Talk concert, so we are all in for this new song. Toby Mac's album, Life After Death, it's set to release next month on August 19th, and we cannot wait.
Number two.
The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts has announced the selection of five honorees who will receive this year's Kennedy Center Honors for Lifetime Artistic Achievements, and singer-songwriter Amy Grant will be one of them. We're so excited for her. The Kennedy Center said that over the last 45 years, there have been many gospel singers receive this honor, but Amy Grant will be the first artist from contemporary Christian music to get it. The focus of this honor is not just recognizing one performance or an album or a film, but to esteem an artist's entire career and influence. And with album sales exceeding 30 million and 6 Grammy Awards over the span of her career, I'd say this is a pretty well-deserved honor for Amy Grant.
Number three.
Rebecca St. James got to celebrate a birthday last week, and she just happened to be out on tour with her brothers Joel and Luke Smallbone from For King and Country on one of those nights. And here is the sweetest moment of the night that I wanted to share with you when her brothers led the entire arena in singing happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to you.
It's a birthday.
Happy birthday. Isn't that
fun? That was brothers Joel and Luke Smallbone from For King and Country singing to their big sister on her birthday there in front of a huge arena of people singing along with her. I'm so special. Well, hey, for more on that story as well as the other stories that I shared with you this week, you can always head to our website, 20thecountdown.com, and read more on those stories. We even put some extra little goodies in there for you too. And if you get that e-newsletter that's free, if you go to our website and sign up for it, we'll deliver these stories right to your inbox. So go check those out at some point. Again, 20thecountdown.com to sign up for that e-newsletter or to see more on this week's Three Things You Need to Know.
You're up to date. That was Three Things You Need to Know. Now, back to the countdown with William Ryan III.
They are back in this same spot again this week with their song called The Healing. Here is Blanca and Dante Bow teaming up on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 11.
I believe in you, maker of stars, the sun and moon, heaven and earth, to stand by you. My weary heart, broken and bruised, every part you made brand new.
Back in that number 11 spot this week, that is Blanca and Dante Bo singing The Healing on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Well, we are right to the end of our first hour of the show, which means we've gotten through songs 11 through 20. And I'm going to rewind those songs here in just a second for you, like I do every week to get you caught up. But hey, I wanted to see if you remember this song. This was the number one song last year during this same week. It was from Toby Mac called Help Is On The Way, Maybe Midnight. You remember this one?
Maybe midnight or midday. It's never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to save.
Help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way, coming for ya. Help is on the way, yeah, yeah. I lived enough life to say, help is on the way.
That was the number one song this week last year from Toby Mac called Help Is On The Way. And I thought it'd be fun just to look back and see what was the number one song 10 years ago this week. It was this one. See if you remember it.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His
That one was from Matt Redman called 10,000 Reasons. That was the number one song this week 10 years ago. All right, let's rewind songs 11 through 20 from this week for you now.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Number 20.
We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal.
Number 19.
God is in this story. God is in the details. Even in the broken parts, He holds my heart. He never fails.
Number 18. Number 17. Number 16.
Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. And the words it read that say you bled and gave your life for me.
Number 15.
Who I am in the eyes of the Father. Who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar. I am yours, Lord, I believe.
Number 14. Number 13.
Money in the rock, water in the stone, manna on the ground, no matter where I go. I don't need to worry now that I know everything I need you got.
Number 12.
That's how far your love will go. Go.
Number 11. The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
Connecting millions of people around the world with the biggest songs in Christian music every week.
20, The Countdown Magazine.
Go, go.
Well, welcome back to our second hour of this show. This is the hour you're going to find out what the number one song is in Christian music as we've been counting down those top 20 songs of the week. I'm so happy that you're here with me this week, too, because we have some great music that's coming up this hour, including some real encouraging stuff and even some new music for you to vote on a little later. That's called our future fan favorite. You'll hear last week's winning song and also two new ones for you to hear and vote on this week. Well, are you ready to find out what our top 10 remaining songs are? Let's do it.
Wait.
Toby Mac and Blessing Offerg are making a 2-point climb with their song called The Goodness.
Number 10.
You made the rain, so when it falls on me, should I complain or feel you calling me? It's all on me to stay and really catch what you're showing. It's my roots that you're growing, cause life is more than this moment.
You are the light,
So when the darkness falls, the greatest heights, they never seem so tall, no, not at all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, don't want to miss what you're showing.
Ain't no doubt about you, everywhere that I go, you keep showing up, Lord, you make me want to shout it, oh, you're the goodness in my life. And I'ma tell you my truth, they may come, they may go, you keep showing up, so do. Ain't no doubt about it, you are the goodness in my life.
You are the joy, you're the smile on the face of your boy. You're the flowers at the park in Detroit. Still the words on the back of our coins. Let's make some noise.
You cover me, my defender, when you're rolling up your sleeve. You're the truth that's gonna set the captive free. The only king that's ever chose to bleed. It's what I believe.
But they keep trying to make your glory fade. But I ain't really sweating what they say.
Ain't no doubt about you. Everywhere that I go, you keep showing up, Lord. You make me wanna shout it. Oh, you're the goodness in my life. And I'ma tell you my truth. They may come, they may go. You keep showing up.
I can still see the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
Through the good and the bad and the ugly, woo! I can still feel the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the good.
You're the good,
you are.
You're the good,
you are.
You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness. You're the good,
you are.
You're the good,
you are.
You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
Ain't no doubt about you. Everywhere that I go, you keep showing up. Goodness in my life.
Jumping up two spots to land at number 10 this week, that's Toby Mac and Blessing Offer with their song called The Goodness on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Well, Jeremy Camp, he is in next, making a one-point climb with his song Getting Started. And here he is to tell you all about this song if you haven't heard the story about it yet.
What's up, guys? So I wanted to share a little bit. You know, throughout my whole career and time that I've written songs, every song definitely is special. I mean, it's things that you're writing, things that are from your heart that God has taught you, things he's teaching you, stories that you've heard. And so you feel attached to every song. It's like one of your babies, you know. No matter what age you are, what walk of life that you're in, if you're young, you're old, and when you fully submit your life and say, God, I surrender, I believe that even if you're at the latter part of your life, you're just getting started. Like God has so much things, so many things in store for you. Don't let the lie of the enemy say that you're done with your life or you're done with being used by the Lord. And God has so much more for you when you fully surrender and you say, okay, God, no more of this shame, no more of this guilt, no more of these lies in my mind. I'm going to submit fully over to you. And I believe that if you do that, I truly do believe that you're just getting started.
Wow, isn't that so encouraging right there for you? Maybe you need to hear that this week. That was Jeremy Camp, and he was telling us all about his song called Getting Started. And here it is on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 9.
Are you running around in circles with no place to go? Is there a person in the mirror you don't even know? Someone still sees who you are. Yeah. Were you the kid that was
was a dreamer, now you don't believe. Are you the lock that got so broken, now you lost the key? Someone still loves who you are. If you only knew the treasure that you really are, if you could understand the measure of the Father's heart. He loves you, he loves you, he loves you. Fall in his arms and let him wash you clean. He'll tear off the chains so that you can be free. A new life begins and the old is redeemed. Oh, I believe, yeah. To anyone who ever lost your way, to everyone who ever felt ashamed, here's a song for all the broken hearted. I believe you're only getting started. To anyone who trusts in Jesus' name, watch your world become forever changed. Here's a song about a light from darkness. I believe you're only getting started. Hearted, I believe you're only getting started. To anyone who trusts in Jesus' name, watch your world become forever changed. Here's a song about light from darkness. I believe you're only getting started.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's Jeremy Camp at number 9 with his song Getting Started. Well, blessing offer, this is his second appearance on our countdown this week, and he's back in that same spot from last week with Brighter Days.
Number 8.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark. I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter.
I know there's gonna be some bright.
there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Blessing Offer at number 8 again this week with his song Brighter Days. And that song is still amazing. It's been here on our countdown for 25 weeks so far. That's the longest running song here on the countdown this week, and we can't wait to see if it's back again next week.
Coming up.
Well, we still have 7 more songs to count down together as we head to number 1 this hour. It's going to be great. And you still have some encouraging music, like that song from Maverick City Music called Gyra. You're not going to want to miss that one when we come back.
20 The Countdown Magazine continues next.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
You are listening to
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, we are on our way to counting them down to number 1 together. Are you excited? We only have 7 more songs to go. But hey, if you ever have feedback or comments about our show, then we'd love to hear from listeners all around the world. So drop us a message. You can use our Connect With Us tab at our website. You know, Ellen wrote in to say that she loves listening to the show on a podcast app. She said, "Thank you, William, for your Christian show. I like hearing where the ideas for the songs come from, and I like your personal stories also." Well, I appreciate that encouragement, Ellen. And, you know, this is just an incredible week. You know, my kids just left for high school camp. They, along with like 460 other teenagers, are heading to camp together, and it is going to be an incredible week. I cannot wait for them to get back and hear some of the stories about what God's not only doing in their lives, but in the lives of all of their friends that are going on this trip too. It's going to be really incredible. So be praying for them, and I'm sure that maybe your kids have been at high school camp or middle school camp or some sort of camp this summer. You got to let me know. Write us at our Connect With Us tab there at the website and let me know what your family's been up to this summer. And in the meantime, here is Maverick City Music with their song Gyra on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 7.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean, so I wouldn't try.
Even if it's right now.
2020, the Countdown Magazine. That one's Maverick City Music with their song Gyra, coming in at number 7 again this week. And now another incredible song. This one is Katie Nicole with her song In Jesus' Name.
Number 6.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name, 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak the name of
That is your number 6 song this week from Katie Nicole. It's called In Jesus' Name, God of Possible on 20, the Countdown Magazine. You know, that is her second appearance here on the Countdown this week. She had that new song with Big Daddy Weave at the start of our show. And so that is pretty cool that she has 2 this week. And I also saw some more exciting news about her. She's getting to head out on tour with Jeremy Camp this fall. Hopefully she's coming to a place near you.
Coming up.
Well, we still have 5 more songs to go till we hit that number 1 song in Christian music, and also some new music for you to listen to and vote on. That is part of our future fan favorite, and it's all coming up for you next.
20, the Countdown Magazine, continues next. Heard around the world on great stations.
Well, every week right around the same time, I love to tell you about one of the radio stations that airs 20 The Countdown Magazine. And the reason I do that is because it is your generosity that allows us to send this radio show out to stations for free. They get to carry this show each and every week for their listeners. And so it's so cool to let you be in and a part of what they're doing there. And this week is exciting because we're checking in with our friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Thanks, William. I'm Tim Madeira, General Manager of WIVH, the voice of hope in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
We're proud to bring 20 The Countdown to St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. John, and even Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. Our listeners love the ministry, and many have told us they leave the station on 24/7. Thanks, William, for bringing 20 The Countdown to WIVH from the almost always sunny U.S. Virgin Islands.
Wow, well, thank you so much, Tim, for airing 20 The Countdown magazine. And we love getting to hear from our friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands. You guys are awesome, and you're doing a great ministry there. So thanks, and keep up the great work. Well, are you ready to find out what our remaining top five songs are on the chart this week? And who is at number one?
Top five. Hey, this is Andrew Rip. My new song, Fill My Cup, is so many different things to me. It's a joy bomb, it's a party, it's a prayer, but honestly, most of all, it's a reminder to me of the importance of praying those impossible prayers. I think we can get caught up praying those easy, you know, God, help me get out of this situation, or please provide this thing for me, and forget about, Lord, use me to change the rest of the world. Use me when I walk into the coffee shop that people would feel the peace of the Holy Spirit on my life. I like to see it as kind of like there's a fill my cup mentality and then there's a run it over mentality. And I think you don't get to run it over until you've prayed the fill my cup, Lord. But don't forget to pray the next prayer. Lord, use me to change the world. Use me to change my home and my family and the generations to come.
What a great message there from Andrew Rip. He was sharing more about his song called Fill My Cup and what it was like writing that song. Here it is now on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number five.
Been walking to a city I cannot see. Through the depths of the valley where the sun can't reach. I've been high, I've been low. I've been looking for the river that could fill my soul. Been walking to a city I cannot see. Fill my cup, Lord. Run it over. Give it love, give it joy, give it peace. Fill my cup, Lord. Run it over. I am your child indeed. Lord, I need you. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill my hands up.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's Andrew Rip with his song, Fill My Cup, moving up to land in our top five at number five. Well, if you voted last week on the Future Fan Favorite, then you are curious which one won the Future Fan Favorite. It was between two incredible songs. The first one was from Cade Thompson called Arms of Jesus, and the other one was the new one from Hope Darst called If the Lord Builds the House. Well, if you voted, the song with the most votes was Hope Darst, If the Lord Builds the House. And here it is on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Last week's fan favorite.
I've built up my own day, but the walls couldn't stay. I've trusted my own strength, but it was sick, he said. So I put my
the brand new one from Hope Darst called If the Lord Builds the House. That's your Future Fan Favorite winning song on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Okay, we get to do it again this week, though. Two new songs for you to listen to and vote on. And if you've never done this before, we're going to play two little clips of some songs for you, then send you over to our website to cast your vote on your favorite. Our first one is from Micah Tyler. It's called I See Grace. Check out this one.
When I was a prodigal, you saw sun.
That's your first choice for our Future Fan Favorite. It's a brand new song from Micah Tyler called I See Grace. All right, that's your first choice, but we have one more to play for you before you go vote. This one is the new one from Torin Wells. It's called Joy in the Morning. Listen to this clip and then get ready to go to 20thecountdown.com and cast your vote for your favorite. Check it out.
There will be joy. Joy in the morning.
Sorry, that is the new song from Torrin Wells called Joy in the Morning. The song that you heard before, it was from Micah Tyler. It's his new one called I See Grace. And now that you've heard both of those selections for your future fan favorite this week, do me a huge favor. Go to 20thecountdown.com and cast your vote for your favorite song. Then, of course, be listening this time next week and we'll play the song that has the most votes. That'll be your future fan favorite winning song.
Future fan favorite, love it or not.
Make your voice heard now at 20thecountdown.com.
All right, we are jumping back into our remaining top five songs, and we have Phil Wickham in to tell us more about when he wrote this song called Hymn of Heaven.
This song was written in the middle of kind of the toughest period for me, that couple week period in 2020 where I was just like, Lord, what is happening in our world? I need a perspective again that you are on the throne and you are king. And not that one day I want to go away to heaven, but that Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it's here. And so that's what this song really is about. It's even why the chorus changes at the end. And from there will be a day when all will bow before him to, so let it be today we shout the hymn of heaven. With angels and the saints we raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God who gave us life beyond the grave. Holy is the Lord. The song is all about bringing heaven to this moment with the way we act and the way we speak and the way we live, letting Jesus be the king and his rule, his way, taking over.
Number four.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face. Stand beside the heroes of the faith, all with one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
the Countdown Magazine. That's Phil Wickham with his song Hymn of Heaven, moving up one to land at number four this week.
Coming up.
All right, well, if Phil Wickham was just at number four, you know what that means. We still have three more songs to go till we hit number one, and you are just in time if you're jumping in the show, because you're going to hear those top three remaining songs. But if you've been here from the beginning, then it's all going to pay off. All that patience for waiting and listening.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. You're on air with William Ryan III on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
If you are on social media, then you just have to go look up 20 The Countdown Magazine and give us a follow or a like. You can find us on Facebook or on Instagram, because I love getting to hear from people from around the world that follow us on social media. We heard from Godfrey from Malawi. He wrote in on Facebook to say, "My best radio program since 2012. Happy listener from the warm heart of Africa, Malawi." Thank you so much, Godfrey, for taking time to write in there on Facebook. And again, if you are on social media, go find us and give us a follow. And you have to send me a direct message too and let me know where you're listening from, because especially if it's somewhere from across the ocean from where I'm at here in the United States. 20. Getting us going here in our top three is Brandon Heath with his song See Me Through It.
Number three.
Things are getting real. Jesus, take the wheel. Only way I'm getting to the other side. Days are getting dark. Life's a little hard. Blinded, but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this, I know you got this, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll believe it before I see it, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial, in the pain, fire, in the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart runs away, when the sky falls, who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Full scale attack, devil on my back. Better lace him up and go put on my game face. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I believe it before I see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial, in the pain, fire, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart runs away, you say that then you're gonna see me through it. Our God is bigger than all our problems, the only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, prayers in the air if you got them. Our God is bigger than all our problems, the only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, prayers in the air, 'cause I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. Gotta know in the trial, I know you're gonna see me through it.
Brandon Heath at number three again this week on 20, The Countdown Magazine. That's his song, See Me Through It. Well, For King and Country has been here at number two for a few weeks with this song called For God Is With Us.
G'day to you. It's Joel and Luke here with For King and Country. Or in this case, we have dubbed it For King and Lady.
This is Hillary Scott.
I am Hillary Scott from Lady A.
Isn't that cool? Here they are teaming up for this song called For God Is With Us on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number two.
Dare to imagine, dare to believe in a true love that gave us a brand new beginning. No room for a king, no celebration and no ceremony. In that little town, no, nobody would think this is the story of the coming glory. Can you hear the prayers the people pray? Can you see the skies begin to break? When heaven and earth were face to face, oh, how the world forever changed. For God is with us. Oh,
I'm not afraid to
never gave us a reason for living.
Can you feel the hope that's rushing in? Can you hear the song that's echoing? Join with the choir as they sing. This is where love truly begins.
For God is with us.
That is a familiar song at number two this week on 20, the Countdown magazine. It's called For God Is With Us, and that is for King and Country, but you also heard Hillary Scott from the band Lady A joining them.
Coming up.
Well, when we come back, we have your number one song in Christian music. You definitely want to stick around just a few more minutes and find out what song that is this week.
20, the Countdown has a new listener line, and it's time to hear from you.
I live in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
I love your program. Listen all the time. I'm Connecticut.
I'm calling from American Samoa, Pongo.
I'm calling from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Hello from Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
I'm Donna from Greeley, Nebraska.
I'm listening in Nome, Alaska.
Connecting listeners around the world with the 20 Listener Line. 888-535-2020. 888-535-2020.
20, the Countdown magazine, is back in a sec.
Now, back to the Countdown.
20, the Countdown magazine with William Ryan III. Number one.
Back in that number one spot is Matthew West and his song, Me on Your Mind.
I've read the words in red, how you leave the 99 to find the one missing. Feels like that was written with me on your mind. And the prodigal son who ran, leaving his home behind. The part where the father came running to meet him. Did you say that with me on your mind? Who am I that the king of the world would give one single thought? Preparing a place where the sorrow's erased, and when I stand before you, I'll find all alone. It was me on your mind. Who am I?
2020, The Countdown Magazine. That is his second week at number one. It's Matthew West and his song, Me on Your Mind. Don't you love that song? So happy for him for holding onto that spot for a second week in a row. But can he do it again next week? You will definitely have to come back and find out as we count down those top 20 songs in Christian music together every week right here. So do me a favor, though. Go through the website, 20thecountdown.com. Click on the Connect with Us tab and let me know your thoughts on the countdown this week. I know you had at least one favorite song, so go tell me what that one is. And I'll talk to you next week.
From Dallas, Texas, you've been listening to William Ryan III on the most listened to Christian music countdown show around the world.
2020 Countdown Magazine.